First Peter 4 verse 8 says, "And above all things have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins." I want to focus on the last part of 1 Peter 4 verse 8, which says, "For love covers a multitude of sins." I wonder if you really know what that means. I'm going to tell you from my experience how love covers a multitude of sins. And when you have listened to this, if you want to give your testimony, then feel free to share. All right? Now, God, in his infinite mercies, sent Jesus Christ, his son, to die for our sins. When you look on the sacrifice that Jesus did, till even when he was on the cross, he could say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That was the ultimate love. He had no bitterness, no resentment, no hardness of heart towards the people. Now, let me give you my example, and I'm going to show you how love really covers a multitude of sins. I don't know about you, but I felt hurt in my heart, meaning the pain of hurt, right? And I know the Bible, you know, I know the scriptures. I read and meditate on the word daily, multiple times daily, you know? And I know the scriptures that says we must forgive each other. If we don't forgive, then we won't get forgiveness. You know the famous prayer that they call the Our Father prayer in St. Matthew 6. It says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us." And so it's a different translation. It says, "Forgive us our sins," or "Forgive us our trespasses," "Forgive us our debts." But it's the same thing. It has said, "You do, and when you do, God do." You understand? So if we not forgive, then God cannot forgive us if we not forgive others. Remember him say, "Love your neighbors as yourself." No, him say, "How can you love him, God?" Or you say you love God, but you not love each other. That is how you know you love God, you know, when you love each other. So, me know the word, right? So as I said before, I have felt hurt, meaning people do me things. I've been offended in more than one ways, you know, different places too. Whether it be in the workplace, whether it be in church, whether it be on the street, whether it be in the family, wherever. I felt pain, you know. And I remember when God began to work on me concerning this, because I'm a person like this, you know. I get over things really easy. It's like, you know, whole of people in my heart, per se. Right? But I had an experience some time ago, and it hit me deep. Yes, it hit me deep. And it's like every moment of the day, the thing keep coming back, because me say, how can people that serving the same God with me, that I am serving, could do such a thing, you know? And this is just the reality. It's not like it's me wanfi hurt over it. It's not like I wanfi feel the pain, like I give myself the pain. But the human part of me, it's natural for it to happen. But guess what is the difference? And I want you to learn this. We have a God who feels pain. When he was here, you know, him feel pain. So him know the pain. When we say we feel pain, him know what we mean. Because him walk the earth just the same and go through things just the same. So him feel the pain. But guess what the difference? In them say the Bible said, the word of God said, he did not sin. So if he did not sin, then I can look to him who did not sin and find out then, how did you do it when you... And we are talking Jesus now. How did Jesus do it when he was hurt? You know, when he was beaten and still on the cross, "Father, forgive them." There must be something, and that it is caught up in love. The whole thing is love. No, we have to listen to God. We have to pray, right? So remember now, you're human and you'll feel all of these things. People might hurt you. People might say something that offends you. But we're coming back to the word of God. And remember, I'm saying to you that you have feelings, right? But we have God. We turn to God. And in my experience, every time the hurt would come up, and it's like a root of bitterness, want to plant a seed. I said, no, not here. And I go to God in prayer. I'm going to cry out to him in prayer. Tell him exactly how I feel. I don't hide nothing. I say, God, I hurt. I feel a way with what happened. I hurt. I'm late out like how you talk to a confidant. I'm late out. Right? And listen for hear what the Holy Spirit is going to say. And you know the instruction that I got? It is so simple. It is so simple. Go and love them. The answer to how I was feeling, how I was hurting, was to go and love them. And me no question it, because me I say me I pray for solution. And if God could have said to me, say, go and love them, do something out of the way for them that they don't deserve it, but just do it. And that is exactly what I did. And loved ones, guess what happened? Without me praying again or anything, whatever was in my heart, the hurt, the pain, everything just gone. And I'm saying then, me did I feel this way last week, but me did I feel this way today? And then I remember the scripture, 1 Peter 4 verse 8. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude of sins. So I don't know what you might be going through. You might be giving yourself an excuse saying, oh, that person don't deserve your forgiveness because they have done you wrong. I'm not saying that you're going to befriend that person, because it depends on what they did. You understand me? But I'm saying for your eternal soul to be saved, you must forgive. If you want your sins to be forgiven, then you must forgive. And one way, one of the most important way that this happens is through love. Love covers a multitude of sins. So just think about it. Think about that someone, that something, and show genuine love. Do something out of the way that even them will ponder it and say, but look what we have done, but look what this person have done. Because God know what he's doing, you know. God know what he's doing when he says to love, because he know that in love, in doing love, not just saying love, but in doing love, it cleans our heart and makes us pure, makes us holy. The Bible says, be ye holy as he is holy. So as we walk this life and as we learn and we grow in our faith, we must love. This is brought to you by Revelation 13 verse 9 ministry. Visit the website at www.revelation13verse9.com.